This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Free Odyssey app, streaming live on YouTube as well at the Team 980. Competition Wednesday, Anthony and I's picks head-to-head against the spread coming up at 5:30. The results from last week, one of us spins the wheel. You might know who it is by now. And then the picks for the upcoming week as well. All that at 5:30. Pick 6 at 6, we hear from Dan Quinn and Jaden Daniels on a Wednesday. But in lieu of not my beat today, we want to do something a little bit different, which is I have some extra notes and things I want to talk about from the Commanders game against Baltimore, specifically on the defensive side, because we have spent a lot of time talking about the great things that Jaden Daniels has done. And I think some of the time, obviously, talking about areas where this Commanders defense came up short, some areas where it's like, hey, that's probably not that big of a deal or whatever. And I think when we went through the tape on Take Command, Logan did a really great job on some of the specifics there that I wanted to be able to share with you here on the radio. So with that said, to me, the biggest problem the Commanders had against the Baltimore Ravens was the pressure and the fact that it didn't exist. The Commanders D-line did not lay a hand. It felt like on Lamar Jackson all day. I know they wound up getting a couple of sacks. Some they just had like good coverage on the back end. Some they actually got a couple good rushes. But down in, down out, that was a huge issue. So why did the Commanders struggle so much to get pressure on Lamar Jackson? Logan Paulson, please explain.
I think having a guy like Patrick Ricard and the value he brings cannot be overstated. Because you can literally just plop him on a defensive end in a true dropback situation. And he's big enough, he's strong enough, he's got good enough feet that's a win. And so what that allows you to do is send a full slide away. He's going to sit there. Derrick Henry's going to come up and check the double team. So like you have basically like 500 pounds of running back blocking your edge guy. And then you get double teams across the board. And yeah. That I'd like that. You know what I mean? Like that's going to be a good pocket no matter what. And then you add a ball fake in there and those guys are going to be really, really sticky, especially with how physical they are up front. So I don't know, man. It was, I think that was a big part of it. Also, I thought there was a little bit of a fatigue element as the game went on where they couldn't get stuff going, but that's something. And I also felt like Joe Witt Jr. was a little bit cautious and rightfully so about stuff he could bring and stuff he could rush with in terms of pressure packages and line stunts. And the other thing that jumped out to me is what drive is this? This is the fourth drive of the game. It was third and five. Obviously, they get the completion, but then it's first and 10, first and 10, first and 10, first and 10. That's not an exaggeration. They went all first and 10. So I don't care how good your pass rush is. When you don't get in an obvious pass rushing situation, you're not going to rush the passer well or effectively. You're not going to run a blitz. You're not going to run your pass rushing blitzes. You're not going to run your pass rushing stunts. Because like I said, when they got to third and 10 situations, I thought there were some good opportunities where the coverage was good and the rush was able to create a little bit of pressure. But for if you can't get to second and long, third and long consistently in a game, you're not going to be productive rushing the passer.
No. No, you are not. And there's so much good stuff in there. And some of it is actually encouraging because to Logan's point at the end there, even the times they get Baltimore to third and long, they can't get the pressure because Baltimore has some unique things that they can do. And they also have, from a protection standpoint, and they also have one of the best 5-3-2 quarterbacks in football. And so, yeah, Lamar Jackson can make plays on third down that other quarterbacks simply cannot. And not to mention, two of those plays, I would give the Washington Commanders defense no notes. I'd give the referee notes. Two third down situations that would have gotten them off the field in one in the middle of the field and forced a punt, the other in the red zone. They're bad calls on St. Juice. Like, what are you supposed to do? That happens. You know, on the first one in the middle of the field, or the second one that's in the middle of the field, like, you got to then bow up from there. But the one that's in the red zone, it puts the ball at the one-yard line. That's a field goal, or the ball's at the one-yard line. Baltimore scores on the next play. Not a whole lot you can do there. Okay, get three more stops, four more stops against the Baltimore Ravens at the one-yard line. That's not going to happen. They did the hard work, and the referee said PI on St. Juice, and party's over. But again, that's not why they lost, but like, it shows you the fragility of this. And I think the first part of that, some of the stuff they do with Patrick Ricard and Derrick Henry and being able to roll Lamar and move Lamar in ways that other teams can't, is encouraging, because other teams are not going to be able to have those solutions, and the ability to get a pass rush clearly is something this team can do. Look at the seven sacks they got against Arizona, some of the key pressures they got in some of the other games. The seven sacks against Cleveland, key pressures against Arizona, on down the list. So that is one part of this. The other part is, you know, again, in those key third downs, you're not going to have a quarterback who can win like that. But part of the Baltimore-centric nature of this is those ball fakes, the ball handling, and the just hell that Lamar Jackson puts you in, and some of the very specific problems they cause for the second level of the defense. And for as much flack as the secondary got, and some of it is rightfully earned, I think they didn't get helped a lot by the linebackers. The linebackers were so not in the picture that they escaped the scrutiny that they should get, unless you really know what to look for, because it's like, oh, well, that DB's, I can't believe that guy's so open. It's like, yeah, because there's supposed to be a linebacker underneath that throw. The DB forced him where he was supposed to go, but the linebacker is not there. And I thought Logan did a really good job of explaining why playing linebacker, specifically against Baltimore, but also generally in the modern NFL with how offenses operate in the play-action game, is so difficult. And a team like Baltimore really exposed, where Washington has two great linebackers that are great at a lot of stuff in Wagner and Luvu, but this part of coverage is not their forte.
Well, ultimately, it's hard. It's one of the hardest things to do in football, and it's the reason why, you know, 4 or 5 years ago, that linebacker position was starting to get devalued, because basically, like, I don't care how much money we invest in this position, we can't be right, because how offenses are constructed, they're constructed to attack those three guys, whether it's your nickel, whether it's your two linebackers, you know, Frankie and Bobby in this case, you just can't be right. And so a little bit of it's coaching. Like, sometimes you say, hey, go late to the run. Like, we're going to make sure they hand the ball off and then trigger downhill. But we've seen that, you know, when Ron was here, I think that's a great example of when you do that, you make it harder on the defensive line, and then the offense averages 4 yards a carry. Like, right. That's just,
and like,
how
it
goes.
Be late to Derrick Henry on the edge. Yeah. No, that's not good coaching either. So
that's not great either.
It's so hard. It presents a lot of problems, to say the least. And this was why the Ravens are so hard. We went into last week's game saying, hey, this team is going to need to force Lamar Jackson to beat them from the pocket. And then we come out of the game being like, well, why are these receivers open all over the place? Why is Lamar just killing them from the pocket? It's like, well, because you made a choice. You made a choice that Lamar Jackson was going to be the guy that needed to beat you, because Lamar beating you from the pocket was a better bet than Derrick Henry and Lamar beating you with their legs. And frankly, Lamar beating you from the pocket at this point is not something that, if there was another option that existed, you would put on the table. But the problem is the one other option you have, which is, hey, let's just play a bunch of coverage and invite them to run the football, is the one thing that's worse. And so you just have to hope in some sense to get lucky. And against other teams like Kyler, obviously not good. Deshaun Watson, not good. You know, and some of that is luck. Some of that is, okay, well, like Watson's case, he's just not a good quarterback anymore. You know, against Andy Dalton this week, there's an element of luck. If he gets hot, like, yeah, he could hurt you over the middle, but they don't have the receivers, and Andy Dalton's not Lamar Jackson in terms of even as a passer. So you can afford to be a little later to the run or to sell out more to the run and know that that throw is not going to be as on time, on target as consistently. Like sometimes it becomes a game of execution and how well can the players actually do the things that you're playing against because they get paid too. And I think sometimes when we break down games, we look at it, it's like, oh, well, look how great Jaden is. Look at how great Terry is. And if you think about what it would be like if you're Cincinnati, a Cincinnati fan or a Cleveland fan, and you're on listening to that radio station and thinking about what they would be saying about the players on those that side of it, the losing side. They're going to be like, oh, well, Jaden Daniels is awesome, and we just it is what it is. But they probably should, and it's easier to see from our side because it's like, hey, no, hey, stop saying that your guys didn't do X, Y, and Z and give credit to us. And I'm telling you right now, when it came to this Baltimore game, a lot of the stuff that happened is credit to Baltimore. And even Baltimore forcing Washington into the kind of mistakes that they haven't made in recent weeks. Specifically, it had been a long time since we saw communication and missed assignments and those kinds of busts. And unfortunately, we did see a lot of that this weekend from the Commander secondary. And some of this, again, is at the linebacker level too. So let's call it the back seven, because there's a couple plays where like Luvu and a safety or Luvu and a corner both go to the same spot and you know, two coverage players on one receiver, other receivers now wide open. So at the end of the day, like, you got to get it squared away as a coverage unit. And how did Baltimore kind of force Washington in those situations? What was it about the Ravens offense that caused that kind of consternation amongst the Commanders defenders? Logan, after looking at the tape, answer please.
Well, yeah, I think everybody that's
not the right one. That's Dan Quinn. Logan, after looking at the tape, answer please.
They look like relatively simple concepts. The only thing I can say is that because you're thinking so much about them running the football, you forget your pass responsibilities. It is the one thing that I can kind of point to. It's like you're thinking so much about Derrick Henry. You're thinking so much about Lamar. You're thinking so much about if they pull this guy, I got to fit here. If Lamar pulls it, I got to fit there, that you forget that they can also throw the football. And I think that showed up again three or four times and led to big plays. And that's something that they got to get corrected, because the defense, I thought, had moments, like despite the score of 30 points, I thought they had moments where, hey, like, you made enough plays on this drive to get off the field. We're not talented enough to have these kind of unforced errors that lead to explosives, that leads to first downs. And I feel like that happened a couple times. And I don't have a good explanation other than there's a lot of stuff to think about with that offense, and that can be challenging to deal with.
So, actually, Anthony, I'm going to bring you in here for a question, because I feel like making pickup basketball analogies is often the easiest way to talk about some of this stuff, because most of us have played, or more of us have played pickup basketball or some form of basketball in our lives than 11-man organized football, certainly at an NFL level. When you're facing a great shooter, you ever just let them drive past you because you're worried about their shot? Or you ever, even the reverse of like, this guy's a great driver, why'd you leave it? You didn't even put your hand up. You didn't challenge his three-pointer.
Yeah. I mean, I'm definitely running him off the three-point line. I want him to beat me a different way than just giving him
right
consistent.
So what do you do? What do you do when they're both?
That's challenging. You know, you gotta pick and choose, you know, when you want to contest, when you want to allow them to go past you, hoping you have help defense.
Yeah,
it's a lot to consider.
It's a lot harder mentally.
Yeah,
because like if the guy can't shoot and he knocks one down, you just go, okay.
Yeah, you charge to the game.
Yeah, charge it to the game. But like that dude's not getting past me.
Yeah.
And so if you are a safety and you have been told all week, do not get beat deep, and you're a little late to a run fit, and they happen to get past your D line in a way they normally don't, and you're a little bit late and you give up an extra 3-4 yards, charge it to the game.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what if you have to? Hey, I gotta be there, but I still can't get beat deep. I still gotta be, if I'm a linebacker, I've been told all week, hey, Patrick Ricard, that fullback's in the game. I got to meet him at the line of scrimmage. I got to meet him in the hole. And then the ball gets thrown over your head. You're like, well, I thought I had to be there. Well, you also need to be there. All of a sudden, the game's a lot harder. And so I say all this, and I play these clips from Logan and all of that, not to try to excuse this defense, because ultimately, like, they still keep score, and it's still an L. Like, you had to do better on this test. What I would say is an objective analyst from the outside, as someone who is trying to make sense of it here on the radio, is that a lot of the stuff that happened doesn't concern me as much as if another team had done it, because Baltimore does everything at a higher level and with a uniqueness in terms of some of their pieces that no other team in the league can replicate. And so, yes, Washington needs to get better defensively. No, they're not actually great on defense. But they only gave up 30. Other teams have given up a lot more to Baltimore. Baltimore is the second highest ranked scoring offense going into last week. They might actually be first now because the first ranked team was the Commanders, and they obviously picked up a +7 advantage on that in the statistics. But they're the best offense in football statistically across a lot of different metrics. They held them, quote unquote, to 30. And Baltimore had to earn it. So that's nice. Made them earn it. Better than last year. But if you want to be a legitimate Super Bowl contender, we know the stakes are all these things that are really hard. You ultimately have to do them. It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app. And we got time for a call or two on all of that. Where are you at on this Commanders defense coming out of the Baltimore game? 301-230-0980. 301-230-0980. A couple calls next before Competition Wednesday at 5:30. Competition Wednesday coming up in 8 minutes here on the Hoffman Show. No calls yet. We got time for probably one. If anyone wants to dive in on the Commanders defense at 301-230-0980. So we go to Anthony, the next best place.
The comments?
The YouTube chat. Yeah. Never read the comments, by the way, tomorrow, 5:30. By the way, a week from tomorrow, Wizards season opener. Next week will be Wizards week here on the Team 980. Still have plenty of coverage of the Commanders, obviously. But we have... not one, not two, not three, not four, not five, not six. We got 7 interviews from Media Day that we're going to try to squeeze in next week. There's also one eighth one that is fairly large that I believe is happening on Monday. I need to confirm this, and then once it's locked in and confirmed, I will let you know. But there's a chance that we have a very, very significant interview next week. On top of all the other significant interviews that we already have, if you haven't heard our coverage from Media Day a few weeks ago, but Will Dawkins, Jordan Poole, Kyle Kuzma, Brian Keefe, Keyshawn George, who's having a fantastic preseason, Alex Sarr, Corey Kispert, all in the hoppa, as they say. And we'll play those for you throughout the week next week here on the Team 980. But first of all, Anthony, people are excited for Competition Wednesday. Mualai says, Ants getting the ice bath. So there we got people rooting for that.
First of all, don't speak that into existence.
Ants getting the ice bath. That's what I want for the comparison.
Wow. I don't think so. If I had to guess, I think I'm probably going to end up with a costume show.
Well, if you were good at picking, the wheel would still be over here. So, actually, that's not even fair. We'll see. How close was it?
How many times have I spun the wheel? Oh, 2 times so far.
Yeah.
And you spun it the last 3.
Not the last 3, the last 2.
Oh, and the last 2. One was double, though.
We didn't do it 1 week when you lost. So, we can't go on wheel spins.
We didn't do it 1 week when I lost?
No, we didn't have the wheel the first week, I thought.
Oh, yeah, we didn't.
Maybe we had a virtual wheel. So we didn't have the actual wheel.
Yeah.
We had a random number situation. Mm-hmm. That was when I was in India and I had Rachel picture punishment.
Yeah.
Unbeknowingly, against her will. I was just like, say a number into this microphone, please. Anyway, one thing, just our guy Dion is in the chat. And he says, next man up about the Commanders' defense. It's actually a good reason for Peters to go out and try to find a stud to replace Allen. While he's at it, snatch one O-lineman, 2 cornerbacks, 1 safety, and 1 big wide receiver.
Good gracious.
How?
That's an overhaul of a team.
That says Wednesday the 16th, Anthony, on my watch. Is this the 16th of March? I didn't know free agency just started.
No.
What month is it?
October.
So, I'm going to say that's probably not possible, because if you're going to acquire all that, you're going to give up all 9 of your draft picks. This isn't player acquisition season. You maybe get 1 or 2. Probably not studs. And by the way, you have your stud to replace John Allen. His name's Johnny Newton. Hopefully, in the next couple of years, he'll really start playing like a stud every single down, every single week. But in the meantime, there's probably going to be some bumps in the road. And this is the one thing, for all of the optimism, am I going to say the quiet part out loud? I guess I'm going to have to. For all of the optimism, I do think there is a thinness to this roster that is a little bit scary. At certain positions, they just don't have a lot of talent. And some of the times, it's the starters not even like that great of a player. John Allen's a great player. But in other positions, it's like, dang. Like, I'll say this one. Man, some of y'all really don't like Benjamin St. Juice. This team is, I almost said a really bad word. This team is screwed. Screwed is not strong enough, which is why I almost said the bad word. Almost got in a lot of trouble. This team is up a creek without a paddle. This team is stranded in a desert. This team is, come on, give me some more, Anthony.
I don't have any off the top of my head.
I just thought of another one, but I don't want to say it out loud. The point is, this team's in trouble if Benjamin St. Juice gets hurt. The backups? You want Michael Davis playing out there? See how that goes. Forbes can't get on the field right now. So that'd be really bad. Like, there's some spots, specifically on defense, where it gets real thin real fast. And hopefully that doesn't happen, because we don't wish injuries upon people on a general level, and I would like them to be good. But it is a week-to-week league, and that is something that I think there's 1,000 reasons for optimism. And if your one reason for optimism is, it could all go belly up tomorrow. Well, like, yeah, we could all walk out the door and get hit by a bus. Not recommended. But that is just the reality of, like, what stands in the way of this team and being really good. I think more so it's the thinness of the roster than anything else. And hopefully we don't find out. But also, week over week, I will say, this is something that makes you feel better about the Commanders' situation on the D-line, for instance. Week over week, they're also getting better internally, because these are actually good coaches who do make better players out of the players that currently are on the roster. So that is the encouraging part, as opposed to in years past, where you're just like, oh, worst guys that these guys identified as not being very good in the first place. Cool. It's Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app. When we get back, Competition Wednesday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app. And it is time at 5:30 on a Wednesday for Competition Wednesday. If you're new to the show, Anthony and I pick 3 games against the spread. Not the same 3 games. We used to pick our own games. We also pick a 4th game just in case we finish with the same record. And that's our tiebreaker games. That one is head-to-head, so we cannot finish with a tie. That we made that mistake once, never again. We have not had to use the tiebreaker yet, which I think was a good thing because I lost it. Although last week I lost everything. I was 0-0 for 3/0 for 4. Didn't give myself a shot. Well, let's see how this week went. In competition Wednesday, the loser has to spin the wheel of mediocre punishment. That's right, the wheel of mediocre punishment. Anthony, can you remind folks what is on the wheel of mediocre punishment in case they need a refresher?
Sure, I will do the honors. So, one thing we have is the costume show. We also have extra hot wings, even though they're not...
No, they're not supposed to be extra hot wings. They're supposed to be like medium hot wings.
Yeah. Then we got 100 push-ups. Mm-hmm. We have a fantasy football sub. We have an ice bath, which Mr. Hoffman owes
us. I owe an ice bath to the show because I haven't had a chance to do one yet. That's probably the most involved of them.
Yeah. And then the last one is lunch. You have to pay for, you know, somebody's lunch. And I think I've done that already.
Yep, you did have to buy me lunch.
Yeah, pay
I've
for
also,
lunch.
I've also made a sub on your fantasy football team.
Yeah, you have.
So there's that. I had to do 100 push-ups. It was really honestly terrible. It was like mediocre terrible. It did kind of mess me up for about half an hour. And I was sore for a couple of days. But Anthony, that's all right. I also owe you an ice bath. But here's how it went down last week, and then we'll get to this week's picks. Anthony, your first pick, you took the biggest line on the board, which, honestly, I wish I had Kevin Sheehan on the phone just to yell at you for doing that. That said, I probably would have done the same thing. And in fact, on our First Impression Selection show on Monday, I did that. I took the Philadelphia Eagles -8.5 against the Cleveland Browns. Anthony, by the time you got to them on Wednesday, the line had moved to 9.5.
Yeah, a whole point.
What was the final score in that game, Anthony?
Wasn't it 20-16?
I do believe that was the final score, yep. Which is only a 4-point win, and that's a loss for Anthony.
Yeah, I'm still upset because Myles Garrett is really the reason this all even happened. They get 7 points at the end of the first half. You take away those 7 points, and I think this line hits, but... You know, that's how it'd be.
That how it'd be. Yep. Hey, look, if the Commanders can merely get the PI removed on Benjamin St. Juice, and the touchdown goes to a field goal. Oh, well, actually, tell you what. No, we're not going to get there on this one. You did not take the Commanders on competition Wednesday.
I did.
Then the Ravens still win, but it's a different situation on the line.
Yeah,
a 7-point win on a 6.5-point line. My first game was Indy at Tennessee. The Tennessee Titans stunk. Colts only had to win by 1.5. And so I took them. And they won 20-17.
You didn't take the Titans?
Nope.
Oh.
I got -1.5 on Indy.
You want to know what's crazy, Craig?
What's that?
In our picks, I think you took the Titans.
I don't think that's correct.
Let me see. Oh, no, you did take the Colts.
Yeah, I think you're just trying. You're trying to be.
I'm trying to scare you.
No, I have the documentation in front of me.
Okay.
You are not to be trusted here. Pittsburgh in Las Vegas, Anthony. Started 2.5. This game ultimately got to -3.
Yep.
You took Pittsburgh and the 3.
Yeah.
And the Steelers did handle business.
Yeah, I knew they were going to be too much defensively, offensively. It took a little while to get going, but, you know, Justin Fields eventually used his legs, and that proved to be a very good weapon.
Yeah, good for Justin Fields. Not necessarily good for the Steelers. We'll see about Justin Fields, as it looks like Russell Wilson's going to start. All right, so Anthony's 1-1. I took the second biggest line of the weekend, which is the Houston Texans, who were -7 over the New England Patriots. They won by, what was the final score? Oh, that's right. It was 41-21.
Yeah.
So 20-point win. That'll do for the cover. Well, looky there, Anthony. I'm 2-0.
Oh, you're 2-0. Nice.
Yeah. You took the Atlanta Falcons Six. You took a lot of big favorites.
Yep.
Took Atlanta at Carolina, big road favorite, and that panned out for you.
Panned out really
well. Falcons ran away with this one late. They got like I think it was a pick six late in this one. Bijan had a big day, 38-20, big old win. They outscored him 10-0 in the fourth quarter. Didn't even need that. You were comfortably covering this one.
Yeah.
18. So that's 2-1 for you. So Anthony, if my final pick was incorrect, then we're on to tiebreaker land. And by the way, the tiebreaker was Jacksonville, Chicago, and I was on Jacksonville. So the tiebreaker would have been in your favor. Unfortunately for you, Anthony, I was on the Tampa Bay Bucks, -3.5. And that looked really, really good for me early. And then the Saints came back and scored 27 points in the second quarter. They didn't score again, and they lost 51-27.
Yeah.
So that's 3-0 for me. And a wheel spin for you.
It's all good, Craig.
You should be proud of 2-1. 2-1's a good record.
It's been a long time coming. I started to feel bad for you. So, yes, I will spin the wheel of mediocre punishments.
All right. Let's get going, Anthony. I'm going to give you the – hold on. Not yet. You have to wait. We have to wait for the music. I have to also give you the full screen here. So you – actually, the wheel is pretty good. So people can see my reaction, too. All right, when you hear the music, Anthony, give that wheel a spin.
Here we go.
Oh, Anthony, you almost knocked over the wheel. Good gracious. Don't break it. This is why I still do it sitting down. I appreciate your enthusiasm. I feel like I shouldn't be playing the music. One, because I don't want to get a copyright violation. Two, because... Anthony, what are you doing right now? Just spin the freaking wheel. There we go. Oh, there we go. We got some nice sound effects. Tick, 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 tick.
No way!
Anthony's got an ice bath!
Oh, my God!
That's what it says, right?
No, it says lunch.
No, that does absolutely not say lunch. That definitely says ice bath.
Are you serious? Oh my God. I'm not.
Boom!
Enthusiastic.
Oh, I'm so excited.
About that at all. Oh my God.
Oh,
an ice bath. Craig, pumped. I promise you. I promise you. It's going to get ugly.
What do you promise, Anthony? That's going to get ugly?
It's going to get ugly for me. Oh, my God. I'm going to look so crazy getting into that water.
You are going to.
I'm terrible. Like, I don't even like getting in cold pool water. So yeah. The fact I have to get in an ice bath, oh, my God.
I am so excited for this.
Can we take down the time to, like, 30 seconds?
No. No, absolutely not.
Oh,
did you
my
check?
Gosh.
Did you check if Prep has two?
I didn't check yesterday.
I wonder if the Commanders would let us.
I'm so
do
sad.
A wacky bit, or if the Wizards. Get Dawkins on the phone. Get Winger on the phone. Can we go? Can we come borrow some the facilities, the recovery rooms?
This isn't the life I deserve, Craig. I cannot believe this stopped on ice bath. Oh, my gosh.
Did you check if Prep has two?
I did not check.
Okay.
Hold on. Let me send out a text, though.
Okay.
I know the trainers.
All right. Well, we're going to see, because I do think the best case scenario here is that Anthony and I, like Kevin Hart's got a show called Cold is, I don't know if I can say that, but it's called Cold as Basketballs. Go with that. Safer version. And there's dueling ice tubs. Kevin Hart and his guests get in and then they do a whole interview. And I think that setup is prime for Anthony and I so that people can see the reaction side by side.
Wow. It's going to be exciting.
For some of us. When we get back, we'll pick our games for next week and see how that goes. Also, I will say, Anthony, you haven't, I don't think, really had the experience of landing on something that you're dreading and then having to pick games. So Anthony picking games flustered next. It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app. We are streaming live on YouTube as well at the Team 980. All right, so it is time for Competition Wednesday Picks Edition. We've had a Competition Wednesday Devastation Edition. This week it was Anthony who got devastated as he lost, had to spin the wheel. It landed on Ice Bath. He is frazzled, but he has another moment to compose himself because since I was the victor this week, I am on the tee first. Anthony, are you ready for my first pick for week 7?
Yes, sir. Let's get it.
All right. I'm going to start in a place that I typically avoid, which is Thursday night football. However, I think the Saints are going to get dump trucked. The Broncos' defense is legitimately good. Their offense is kind of a mess, but it's a mess that occasionally remembers how to function. And I don't think the Saints' defense is that good. The Saints are starting a rookie quarterback in his second ever start, and it's on Thursday night football. So the preparation level, real low, against the Broncos' defense that's real good. And they don't have Olave, and they don't have Shaheed. And they just gave up 51 to the Bucks. So, yeah. I'm going to go Denver -3. This line opened on Monday at -1.5. I don't care. I'm still going Denver. I'm going to go Denver -3 on the road in New Orleans, which is, if I say that part out loud, I want to yell at myself. But I just think this is a reflection of the Saints more than it is the Broncos. Denver -3, 3-point favorites. I don't care. I'm taking them.
That is a great pick. Great minds think alike, Craig, because I definitely had that game circled as well.
If you need it, you can always come back to it. There's no rule that we can't. We try not to, but if we need to double up, we can.
Yeah. So off of that, I think I'm going to go to New York. They host the Eagles this weekend.
Oh, that New York.
Yeah, that New York. And Philly is -3.
They are.
I still think the Eagles are the superior team. I definitely think they need to show us more, and I think this is a good opportunity to go out there, get this dub on the road in New York. I'm going Eagles -3 over the Giants.
Yeah, I think that the Giants, they're weak in a couple of areas that scare me about. I thought about, is this a good game to potentially be our tiebreaker? I was like, do I call this one out and say, hey, let's save it? Because I don't think the Eagles are that good, but the Giants are weak in the secondary, and if I'm the Eagles, I just bombs away. And I also think this could be a Saquon revenge game. I think he's gonna run like a man possessed. So yeah. I'm gonna roll on that. Okay. My next one. This game is a huge stinky fish. I don't know why this line is what it is, but I'm gonna take it while I can. The Pittsburgh Steelers are facing the New York Jets. And for some reason, unbeknownst to me, on this Sunday night football game in Pittsburgh, the Jets are favored by 2.5. I don't know why, but if that's on the table, I'm going to take Pittsburgh as a home dog. The better team as a home dog, Pittsburgh +2.5.
That's a good one, too. Dang. Wow. Yeah, I like that one, too. I'm not going to follow in your footsteps, though.
Okay.
I think I'm going to go with my guys in blue, my second team. I'm going to go with the Colts. They play the Dolphins this weekend. No Tua. Dolphins are coming off a bye week, so it's a little concerning.
You think that extra week of practice for Tyler Huntley is really going to get him going?
And look, it just might. But the Colts get back AR. They get back Jonathan Taylor.
Which we don't know if them getting back AR is a good thing.
True. You're right. But I believe in the defense as well. Defense got to step up. They got to go out and win some games. I'm taking Indy -3 over the Dolphins. That's a lot of 3-point spreads I'm taking.
There are. You're 2-for-2 so far.
Yeah.
All right. I'm gonna follow a similar pattern here to my last pick, which is I'm gonna take a team that I think is the better team as a dog. here's the thing. This team just lost it, the best pass rusher arguably in the whole entire NFL, the NFL sack leader, and they're on the road. So a little bit different situations. And, oh, by the way, they are underdogs against an undefeated team coming off a bye. So when I say all that out loud, it sounds like a stupid pick. But I think the Lions are better than the Vikings. And I think that they do enough stuff that, like, offensively, that they can take advantage of some of the aggressiveness of Brian Flores. And I think Sam Darnold's eventually going to have a game where he looks, you know, turns into a pumpkin. Not that I think he's going to permanently turn into a pumpkin, because Kevin O'Connell's that good as a play caller and they can insulate him in a lot of ways. But I think the Lions are going to win outright, and they're 2-point dogs. So I'm taking Detroit plus 2 at Minnesota. I got two teams that I think are better teams as underdogs. That's a good week of picking games. Watch me go 0-3.
I think you're gonna go 3-0. I'm gonna take for the last game another favorite, 3-point favorite, the Atlanta Falcons. I'm gonna take them over the Seahawks. I just don't think the Seahawks are all that good. I think the Falcons have something good going. They found something the last couple of weeks actually, and I think they're gonna continue that momentum. I'm gonna take the Falcons at home to get the dub.
All right, I actually like your picks. You love my picks. Now we got to find something we disagree upon. So, with that said,
man,
any Packers Titans?
Packers Texans?
Yeah, where are you leaning towards in this one?
It's okay, tough, right? Here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna go 1-2-3, and if we say opposite teams, then that's the tiebreaker.
Okay,
ready? 1-2. 3
Packers.
Texas. Ooh. This is funny because I have been Mr. Packers all year, and I've kind of been down on the Texans, but I feel like the Texans have turned a bit of a corner, and I just think they're the better football team. And plus, I get points because the Packers, at least last time I saw it, hold on, let me look. Is the line still Green Bay? Yeah, Green Bay minus 2.5.
Mm-hmm.
So I get points for the team that I think is ultimately better. I'll take that.
No Nico Collins concerns me, Craig.
I hear you. I don't love it. There's a reason I didn't pick it.
Yeah.
But if I gotta pick a side here, then I'm gonna go Houston.
That's fair. I think we'll go with the Packers though. At home, Green Bay. Let's get it.
All right.
Woo!
So in review, I'm on Thursday night, Denver minus 3. Anthony's on Atlanta minus 3, Indy minus 3, and then Philly minus 3. I've got Sunday, Detroit plus 2, and then the Sunday nighter, Pittsburgh plus 2.5. Houston plus 2.5 for me is the tiebreaker. Anthony, of course, then Green Bay on the other side of that, minus 2.5. Those are our picks on Competition Wednesday. We'll do it again next Wednesday at 5:30. Reveal the results. Loser spins the wheel of mediocre punishment. And we will get an update on when Anthony... Do we have an update from the trainers yet at Georgetown Prep?
Let me grab my phone. Nope, not yet. Ah.
Okay. When we have an update on whether or not we can do dueling ice baths, we will. If not, we'll find another way to go about this. But that we now both owe the show an ice bath. We promise we will follow through. When we get back, we follow through on our daily promise to give you the biggest Commanders headlines at 6 o'clock. Our pick 6 at 6 is next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.